Good morning. Yes, I made it. 10:33 a.m. It's cold. 10:33 on Saturday, December the 6th. It says 34 degrees. It feels more like 24, in part because I think it's completely overcast and it's just a faint breeze blowing. It's damp. The wind is, just that little breeze is making things just that much more miserable. But I didn't get going this morning because I was just lazing around the house. Go figure. Very high cloud deck for being overcast. Or relatively high cloud deck, I don't know, very high. But it's, yeah, it's definitely up there as a plane going by. It's not particularly low in the sky. It's underneath the cloud deck. I guess I would trouble judge's distances, so he could be like 100 feet up and I wouldn't know. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Yesterday I was, did a little bit of captain share. I didn't do enough, but I did a little bit. Worked with Chris Moody a bit in our corporate headquarters at Geffer. Got him some mining going. He managed to lose a ship, like, second trip out. I felt really bad, too. I'm sorry, Chris. The adventure with two hobgoblins should be able to work in a Security 7. But he got to... Apparently got three rats and one of them was a domination, which so that's a little bit tougher. And they cut through his shields and took him down. I gave him a new ship, new equipment. Oh, and I forgot to tell him. Damage control, you have to turn it on once you get underway. Click it to turn it on. Hey. So yeah, venture. He's having an adventure. One of mine's named Capitalist. It's a capitalist venture. So anyway, yeah. Got a new ship yesterday. I got a pirate battleship for one of my guys. I loaned him the money. I hope he's going to be able to earn it back pretty quickly. But remember the other day I was saying it, I've got my highest ranking character, the one with the most skill points, is second to the lowest in terms of cash. Actually, was third to the lowest in terms of cash, but now it's I got almost a million, 900 something million, almost a billion with 900 million isk. So yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better there. One of the problems was that I had lost a Tech 2 battle cruiser with all of its fittings, so it was quite discouraging. So that was half a billion isk to replace it, and it took me a while to recover. So, yeah, EVE Online is doing well. Ingress is doing well. I'm at 62 kilometers. I don't know if I get a badge for doing 100 kilometers or not. But level 4, I still have 30-odd thousand points to go. I'm getting 10 points apiece for recharging stuff, but not making a great deal of headway. And I asked on Google Plus yesterday about Fitbit or something. My wife is sort of hinting that might be something that she would like for Christmas. And I'd like to get one that monitors sleep. But apparently the sleep monitors aren't that good. Phone goes into power down mode or sleep mode and stops monitoring or something, I don't know. And she has a Microsoft phone. So Fitbit is really meant for Android. And if I'm reading correctly, it's the Fitbit Charge that doubles as a wristwatch and monitors sleep and all the rest. And that's not available yet. Days till Christmas. My Microsoft Band is apparently the item, but boy, that's kind of pricey. Okay. Well, she's having a hard time today. We had a very quiet afternoon and evening with both kids out of the house. The younger daughter is coming home this evening from her big convention down in Denver. Elder daughter is coming home eventually. She'll probably show up in time for dinner. And we'd probably bring a guest. I think I'm going to make chicken and dumplings. It's a chicken and dumplings kind of day. I got a chicken. Got some broth. I made chicken dumplings the other night that came out pretty good, so I might make some more. Because I like chicken and dumplings. Gonna have to go get groceries tomorrow, but I've also got therapy tomorrow. Tomorrow's my every other week therapy session, tomorrow Monday. So walk is gonna be, walk will probably be about the same time tomorrow, just because it's going to be therapy and then I have to get groceries and then I can come home. Maybe I'll take the kid to school and then get groceries and go to therapy. It's not like the groceries are gonna go bad in the trunk. Heaven knows, it's probably going to be 20 degrees tomorrow. To look around for ingress sites down in Colorado Springs. I'll be down there next month, so maybe I'll get a chance to go hack some foreign portals. That could be fun. And I gotta get finished with Captain Share so I can do Owner Share so I can do the three Tanith books. Can do that. Ah. I can do that. It's chilly. I think I've mentioned it a couple of times already. I'm warming up a bit, but still, sun is shining through that layer of clouds. It's a watery sunlight. This is watery sunlight. It's kind of weak. It's kind of gray. It's pale. Somebody's got a fire going, or barbecue. Oh, barbecue would be good. Oh, too bad I'm the only one who likes barbecue in the house. Get out of the way. Oh, well, I appreciate people pausing to allow right-of-way to the pedestrians. What I don't like is that they don't move when I say, okay, go ahead, move, get out of the way. Because they get plenty of time to go, but they'll sit there and wait and block traffic. It's like, no, get out of the way. Move, 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 move. And sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I had to pretend I was going to cross the street the other direction so he would get out of my way. Okay, fine. I can do that. I'm glad I got up for the walk. As nasty as it is, as ugly as it is, as uncomfortable as it is, as much of a pain as it is, it's good now, getting moving. It's quite helpful. Ooh, here geese. One. See them flying by themselves very often. Five or six in a string is not unusual. But by themselves it's not very common, unless they're part of a larger flock that has been sort of slipped off to the side or something. But still like geese. There's still something about them that, I don't know, the sound of them is kind of cool. There comes a dog walker. Black lab. Good looking pooch. Good morning. Good morning. He wanted to sniff me in the worst way. Snurf, snurf. So, let's see. What else am I thinking about? I'm not really thinking about anything this morning. I just think about getting back to the house, trying to get some food, trying to get some fresh coffee. Wife is not having a good day. She's not... There was a package that was supposed to be delivered yesterday that wasn't. And it's a Christmas package, and so she's got to get it repackaged and reshipped, and it's not here, and so it's a... A lot of anxiety involved. And then her meds are still causing problems, so she's got an appointment with her psycho Monday. And we'll see what happens then. I need to fix something for lunch for her. I can eat a frozen burrito, but I can't necessarily give her one. Oh, we got sandwich material. Oh, we do. We had ham and cheese omelets for dinner last night. It was quite delicious. It was just the two of us, so neither one of us was particularly hungry. But I suspect she's ready for lunch, because I'm ready for lunch. And then this afternoon we got kids coming home. I'm gonna have to put the chicken on to stew. Maybe she'll lay down and take a nap. She didn't sleep well last night. She had a good long night's sleep. She went to bed at 10, slept through till 6:30 this morning. But it's one of the reasons I wanted to get her a sleep monitor, was so that she would be more cognizant of how well she's sleeping. Because anytime you talk to her, she's always, oh, it's terrible. Horrible night's sleep. And if that's true, then that's terrible. But there are nights when she wakes me up snoring. Even after all these years. So I know she's sleeping sometimes. It would be good if she knew it. Sleep is important. I've undervalued sleep most of my life. And now that I can actually do it, yeah, it's kind of cool. I kind of like it. I might do some more of it. Not today. Because right now, I'm at the back gate. And tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.